This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Peanut butter of it all. And it's really that deep concept of what really matters. And I think all of us have something that really, really, really we need to focus on, that we really, really, really care about, and that we really want to help the world to understand. And I think that we're going to be talking about that today and really thinking about what that means and how we can spread that. I put out a Facebook on Facebook, you can put out stuff, you know, that you're thinking about, the concepts, whatever's going on. And I put out this thing saying, hey, if you could awaken the world to one thing, what would it be? And we had so many people give so many different options and so many different thoughts. And it was so powerful because everybody had that one thing that really mattered to them, whether it was child abuse, whether it was poverty, whatever it was the one thing that they wanted to change. I saw everything from prison reform to personal self-love, to giving back, to, you know, helping the homeless, and all the stuff in between. And I just thought that it was very powerful. Later on in the hour, Arnold Smith is the creator of the Connection app. And he and I are actually doing a live webinar this coming week, this next week. And so we're going to be doing a live webinar, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be the first of its kind together. And we're going to be doing a live webinar at 4 o'clock on Wednesday the 26th Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're watching on social media right now or looking at social media, you can see some cool little graphic design stuff that's out there. We actually have a banner on the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Go to AshleyBurgess.com. Click on that radio show page. You'll see a little banner at the very top. Just click on that and go on and register for that webinar. We had a lot of great stuff, going to be talking about how to really bring back that romance in a marriage and how to make someone feel loved and be loved, because there's a difference between thinking that we're really helping and really there for somebody and really showing love versus actually showing that love and doing it in the right way where the person actually feels it. So that's very powerful stuff. Don't forget to go check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. Art for Your Cause is an amazing website portal there where you can actually, as an artist, you can sign up and you can create your own gallery there, and you can have your own, it's almost like a Facebook page gallery type thing where you can show your work, and that's really, really fun and really cool. And you can connect with collectors, and collectors can buy your work, and you keep your copyright. And also you can give part of the sale to a donation to a charity, which is neat. So 10% of the sale, even more, goes to a charity of your cause. So don't forget to check that out. The CEO of that company is Liz London. And so go to artforyourcause.com, artforyourcause.com. Check it out for yourself. Pretty cool stuff. Joining me in studio today on Live Your True Life Perspectives here on USA Radio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient. And he really has an amazing perspective when it comes to these soulful thought processes. And, you know, I figure that we all come from different walks of life. We've all had different experiences. We've all gone through things, and we're all currently going through things, and all this stuff truly matters. So let's go back to the topic at hand today, is if we could awaken the world to one thing, what would it be? And I want everybody listening right now to think about that one thing that really matters to them. What's that one thing? And possibly this could be a purpose thing right here, guys. Possibly this might be form of your purpose. This might be something that you've lived your life around, or this might be something that has really impacted you in your life, has changed your life forever, and you want to help the world to understand. You know, Reggie, when I was thinking about this and I put this out there on Facebook and social media, I saw all kinds of different responses. What's your first thought coming out of that?
Well, it's the message that I think is prevalent throughout my medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, wherein I had to learn in dealing with this renal failure how to accept the idea that you're not in control of anything. So my first recommendation through my experience the last 4.5 years is people need to figure out how to stop wasting energy trying to control the environment around you, because we're really not in control of any of it. Instead, you need to focus on being mindful of your present circumstance and find overlooked opportunities that are right at your feet that you step over because you're so focused on this one thing you think you have to accomplish within a specific period of time, or we talked about this last week, or you feel like you're a failure. So the whole thing is just give up trying to control stuff and other people. It's a hard enough job trying to control yourself. And focus your energy on being mindful of the environment around you in the present and the people that are on the sidelines waiting to help you. A tremendous change in your life will occur, and you'll have less stress. It also helps you get in touch with who you are, because we waste our entire childhood, teenage, young adult life, middle age, trying to control stuff. And we never succeed. That's like you trying to order somebody else's dog to do tricks. It doesn't work.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. It's like getting someone else's kid to do something. You know? It's like it's impossible. But you're right. It's like what really, and I like where Reggie's coming from on this perspective, is that we have to be super mindful of what really matters to us. And we have to get down to that brass tacks that it's not about what we're told that should matter or what we feel we should do. Because I know that, you know, there's a lot of great charities out there, right? There's a lot of great charities. And there's some people doing some great things, but I find it interesting how people can get into these charities. They didn't really get into it because of specific desire. They did it because other people said it was a good charity or other people are doing it. And to me, it's not a good concept to do that, because I feel that when that happens, you're not really there to better the charity or to push it forward. You're there because you think that's where you need to be at. And so when we're talking about what you want to do to awaken the world, it's not like finding the most lofty thought and then putting that out there and saying, well, I want everybody to, you know, I want world peace, or I want this, or I want that. And some of this stuff sounds really good, but what are you willing to get behind and do? Because we can sit there and talk all day. And, I mean, a lot of us can talk until the cows come home. I mean, heck, we're on talk radio. We can talk as much as we want. But what are we doing? And what are we doing to awaken the world? And so that's one of the things we want to ask you today. Because it's easy to say, well, I want to have this, and I want to have that, and I want to have this, and I want to have that. But what are you willing to do? And, like, I had some folks talk to me the other day about the homeless population. I go, that's fine, but what are you willing to do? Are you willing to go to the facilities where they can sleep at night and get to understand the situation, the circumstances? Are you willing to understand the rules and regulations that it takes to be able to get into the facility? Do you understand where the facilities are located? Do you understand who runs the facilities? Do you understand what time they have to be there at night and what time they have to leave in the morning? Do you understand the rules and regulations of the admittance into the facility about alcohol, drugs, those types of things? What about an identification? Do you understand that? Because if you really want to help with the homeless, you need to be educated in what that means to help with the homeless.
I like that you mentioned the whole idea of adopting an activity, not because you actually are mentally and emotionally willing to support it, but just because you're trying to placate somebody, trying to please somebody. And that person you're probably trying to please doesn't know what you need to know anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's all a false and a part of the reason we do that is out of misplaced guilt. And I learned probably in my mid-30s to stop that. You know, if somebody gets upset because of a position you take or statement you make or an activity you're doing that you're really committed to, that's not your problem. That's their issue. You haven't done anything to harm them. And so many times, especially with family members, we let them guilt us into things. And then we feel trapped. And again, the easiest way out of that is just to stop. That's crazy behavior. You're an adult. You're paying your own bills, hopefully. And nobody can order you around. You're not that five-year-old toddler again, unless you let people treat you that way.
And a lot of times, too, one of the things that I hear from clients is they say, you know, well, why is it that my sister thinks that she can tell me how to live? Or why is it that my friend thinks that they can tell me that I'm doing wrong? And I said, you know, the real reason behind a lot of this is because you've trained them to do that. And a lot of times we train people to do that when we have made bad choices for ourselves consistently over and over again. And we don't seem to be able to take control of our own life. Other people will come in and try to do it for you. And the only way to get them to stop doing that is to start taking control of your own life, to start being aware of things, to start making it very apparent to everybody. And then when people do try to step in and you don't need their help, you're positively acknowledge that. It's not like going off and freaking out about it. You're actually positively acknowledging the fact that they care enough to do that, but you just, mm-hmm. you appreciate it, but at this time you don't need their involvement. And once you train people long enough to know that you know what you're doing, all of a sudden people step back and try to and stop trying to tell you how to live.
Exactly. And again, these are hard things to do. They're simple actions, but they're difficult to execute. Because, again, we have this misplaced commitment to trying to make other people happy. And that's another thing that you cannot do. You cannot, even with your best intentions, make another adult happy.
That's a big deal. What Reggie just said is spot on. And one of the things that most people have never recognized in their own life, I mean, really, honestly, ask yourself right now whether you're riding down the road, driving down the highway, going somewhere, on social media, watching us live on FaceTime, whatever it looks like, or listening to us on one of the stations on USA Radio Network, think about that. You can't make someone else happy. Okay, the only person you can make happy is yourself. And so this whole delineation of she makes me so happy or he makes me so happy, okay, it's not necessarily real. What happens when she leaves or he leaves? If one of them goes out stage right or stage left, you're left holding the bag. Where did your happiness go? Your happiness went right out the door. And so in today's show, we're going to be talking about, you want to awaken the world to something? What do you want to awaken us to? How are you doing it in your day-to-day life? How are you pushing it forward in society day to day? Because this is a big question, guys. I'm not trying to like rile everybody up and get on each other's on your back, but I'm just saying we need to have a commitment to dedication to following through. But also, it needs to be something that actually speaks to you. Because I love what a lot of people are saying, and I love where people are, and some of it was so beautiful and so awesome, some of it so altruistic, but also how much of it is legitimately able to be done, how much can you contribute to it, and how can you make that a defining part in your life? Later on in the hour, Arnold Smith will be joining us by phone out of Canada. He is the creator of the Connection app. He brings folks together, and that's what's so powerful, whether it's in romantic relationships or in business. Reggie and I are holding down the fort here at the studio. Don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause, and I want you to think about this. Think about it. If you could help the world awaken to something, and you could wake them up, what would be that? How would you do it, or how are you doing it, better yet, and how can you help others to do it? Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. You know what? We'll be back in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. ArtForYourCause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to ArtForYourCause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about waking up the world. What would you want to wake the world up to? What would you want to say, and what would you want to put the impression out there? You know, we've been talking about various social obligations, from anything from homelessness to rebuilding the prison system to XYZ, but there's a lot of great ideas out there, but where's execution? And how do we take that concept and we impress on other people and we get it out there and we awaken people to do it while we're actually doing it? And Reggie is in the studio with me. We've been talking about this in the first segment. You know, Reggie, that's the thing, is that I feel like there's a difference between these things that we want to change the world with and the things that we're willing to do to change the world. The things that we want versus the things we're willing to do, I think, is the difference. And I think that really constitutes the actual direction of this conversation today.
Well, over the January and February, several of the topics we talked about had to do with getting to understand your personal values, getting to know who you really were. We talked about, you know, taking time or taking an opportunity to live by yourself and to really get to know yourself. And as you were saying just a few moments ago, not being dependent on other people for your mood and that sort of thing. Well, a part of that conflict that you just mentioned is due to the fact that you're not really clear about what your basic native value sets are, the things you have come to experience in life that have taught you what you truly like and what you truly don't. It doesn't mean it's wrong for somebody else, but it just doesn't suit you. And the key there is to stop apologizing when you tell people no. And just give them a reason. I don't particularly care for that. I love it that you love it. You know, I don't think it's an evil thing. It's just I don't like that. I don't like the way it tastes. I don't like the way it feels. I just don't get any enjoyment out of it. Don't make up excuses or lie about, well, no, I'm too busy. I have this other appointment. Just tell them no. And you don't have to have any emotion in it. You don't really have to explain it. It's just no. And you know why. But if you don't have a handle and clarity on your values set, you can't do that. And that gets you into deeper trouble because you can't remember what excuse you gave them. You know that commercial they have on TV where the woman had acne and she used to make up excuses at night like she had jury duty and stuff like that? That's where that comes from.
It does.
You know, just some, I don't feel comfortable tonight for some, you know, reason, or I'm sick or whatever. But make sure it's true. Don't make it up.
I agree with you. And I think a lot of times, too, we have a snowball effect in society. You know what I mean? And one of the things that I think is some of the smallest things we overlook, a lot of us want to make these huge changes. And I do, too. I want to, like, turn the ship around. There's a lot of things on this ship, the USS ship, the USA ship, that are in all around the world that I'd like to turn around. You know, yes, I'm frustrated by certain things. I'm frustrated by certain political situations. I'm frustrated by certain things that are happening on our planet. I'm frustrated at the fact that we might not have clean water after a certain period of time. I'm frustrated that some people don't even have it. I'm frustrated that we're letting our oceans be taken over and that we're about to do deep sea drilling in areas that do not need to be done, period, in a story. Those frustrate me, yes, because I'm seeing the train wreck happening before the train has even taken off, but we've already seen these types of wrecks before and what happens. But, you know, some of the smallest things that we can do is just watching and being a good person to ourselves and other people that has a trickle-down situation. And so I know that the big things are plaguing us all, and I get it, but we got to do something about it. If deep-sea drilling upsets you, figure out how to get in front of people to discuss that. Talk to people. Get in front of the right political people you need to be and research it and learn it and dedicate part of your life to it. This is not just something that you think about overnight and say, I want to change this or I want to do that. This is such a big deal to me. I'm going to make it my life's purpose to at least get my word out and get the thoughts out and change the world and understand where I'm coming from so that people can open up and realize the truth about an issue. Stay tuned. We have Arnold Smith joining us here by phone in just a few minutes. So don't leave. We got a lot to talk about. Live Your True Life Perspective. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 2 shades.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg said that he's willing to release at least 3 women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about harassment or discrimination suits filed against him over the last 3 decades. Bloomberg was attacked repeatedly this week in his debut debate for declining to release women from those non-disclosure agreements. He also said his company will not offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct in the future.
Marie Yovanovitch, who was ousted from her post as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, has signed a book deal. Yovanovitch was a key witness in the House inquiry that led to President Donald Trump's attempted impeachment. The book is scheduled to be published in the spring of 2021. Financial terms were not disclosed, but people familiar with the deal told the Associated Press the agreement was worth over seven figures. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about what would you wake up the world with if you had one thing that you could change the world with and really get people some social change and wake them up. Well, what would it be? You know, we have these lofty ideas sometimes. We have these great ideas. We have these ideas that we really want to do, but we really don't follow through with it. So this has to be something that you really want to dedicate your time and talent to. I mean, sure, you might have a day job that you can't do this all the time, but this needs to be part of your purpose. Because if it's not, you really can't wake up the world to it because people aren't going to buy into it. They're not going to connect with it, and they're not going to feel your passion because the passion won't be there. In studio today, Reggie Harvey's been in studio with me all day today, and we'll continue on. And joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and he brings people together, whether it's in business or couples or rekindling a marriage. It's all about relationships and connectivity. You know, Arnold, we've been talking about waking up the world with something. You know, what is that? And you know, what comes to mind in your...
thought about this a lot. I mean, I think any parents who have kids and look into their two-year-old's eyes and think, you know, what's the world going to look like in 100 years, has thought about these things. And I've probably done it a bit more than some. So consider these statistics. Now, before you run away, Radioland, I'm going to propose a solution for all of these things. So it's going to be painful when I'm saying the statistics, but afterwards, there's hope. Okay, so first thing is, there are 1 billion people right now on the planet don't have enough food or safe drinking water, and yet our population continues to grow by 80 million people every year. There are huge dead patches in the ocean where no life can exist, and 16 billion pounds of plastic enters our oceans every year. And while coral reefs cover only a quarter of 0.01% of the ocean floor, they make up 50% of the world's oxygen and take 30% of the carbon fuels out of the air. But 50% have died in the past 30 years, and 98% may die within the next century. We create 7.1 billion pounds of garbage every single day. And if the food that enters our landfills as a world was counted as a country, it would be the third largest contributor to carbon emissions just after U.S. and China. And statistically, and brace yourself, folks, before we finish this show, 108 children will die of poverty-related causes. That, when you think about that stuff, oh, it is devastating. How in the world are we going to solve all those problems? I mean, you talk about writing letters to Congress or writing letters to your local politician or, you know, forming coalitions or, and all that stuff is great. But I think that there is a smaller place to start, which is even more important. There are solutions to every one of those problems. It is 100% clear on how we can solve those problems. It is not even a question. But for some reason, we can't agree on what to do. We don't work together. And the only way we can tackle all that crazy stuff is if we work together. So why aren't we working together? So I didn't invest, you know, my life savings and years of my life researching this app and this technology so that I could be happier. Well, okay, that's true. I did it for that too. But I didn't do it just for the frivolous sake of, hey, let's have people feel more connected. That's important. But what I know is that if we as a people don't feel connected to each other, there's no way we're solving those problems. So my solution, I promised a solution, and it's a simple one. Get down right to the smallest scale. You got to fall in love with your partner every day. You got to look at your friends and make them feel loved and appreciated. Because these problems come about because we're making decisions based on fear. And this is look at the reason why you're stuck in your life, it's because you're letting fear stop you. You can either make a decision based on fear or you can make a decision based on faith. And when we make decisions based on fear, we get stuck. But love and fear cannot exist in your heart at the same time. So, my simple solution. Help each other feel loved and appreciated. That's my modus operandi. Thank you for giving me a chance to talk about this stuff, and I'm sorry for going on such a rant, but obviously it's something I'm very passionate about.
No, I don't think it's a rant at all. You know, I think it's something that we have to really think about, we have to focus on, and we have to understand the fact that there's certain things that really, really matter to us, and there's certain things that we have to give credence to. But I like the statistics that you gave me and you gave us and you gave our listeners. I don't like it. I'm not happy with it. But you're right. The only way we can change that is to organize people. If we don't organize people, nothing's going to change.
It's so daunting. You know, like everybody is so already oversubscribed. I don't meet anybody who says, oh, you know, I just wish I had more to do. And so when we think about, okay, let's get organized, even that, like, let's call my neighbor who I like. I haven't talked to them for 6 months. They're right next door. Like, we're so busy, wrapped up in our day-to-day. There's so many demands just to survive. it's really hard to find the resources to do that. That's why to break it down to even smaller. In your day-to-day life, as you're interacting with people, this is where it comes down to, like, the habits. Those moments where we feel more connected. If we feel more connected, the two of us at work, just good things happen. It is the micro counterintuitive solution that solves bigger problems. And if you focus on that in your relationship, man, good things happen. If you focus on that in your organization, making people feel connected and supported and appreciated, wow, good things happen. If we do that, see, if you start on the micro, it leaks into the macro. But it's so hard to make, I'm going to tackle the macro. I'm going to make sure 7 billion pounds of garbage isn't produced every single day. Who can do that?
And I don't know how to do that, but we have to organize and somehow or not get people organized into that, because masses matter. Putting people together, one of the biggest things that I think is important is to begin to limit dividing between, like, color, between faith and everything. I think that it's part of the problem, not the solution. When we get divided, that's our problem. We start fighting amongst ourselves, and we're not taking care of the big picture.
Well, there's also an empathy factor to what Arnold was saying. If you actually see people, acknowledge people, connect with them, when you say something to them, they're going to more likely listen and actually hear you and get engaged in what they're trying to do. But if you just sort of casually acknowledge them and never really have a true connection, it's easy for them to ignore any of the causes that you're working on, because it's your busy work. It doesn't lace to community. So I really appreciate the perspective you shared with us, Arnold.
And I feel too that when we organize, we can make great change. We can make great change, and we can make change organizing people and getting to the heart of the matter, because it's not about people fighting individual causes. To me, it's about uniting people to fight against the things that we don't want, to really stop these train wrecks. And like what Arnold was saying, and I know that Reggie and I connect with that as well, and I'm sure everybody listening to the show, the idea of the plastic and what have you in our ocean is frightening. But it's like we have to work together to come up with solution, because, I mean, I sit there and I bring my little glass Tupperware into my restaurant every day that I get food, and I bring my own utensils, and I do all that, and I don't take any to-go stuff, and I don't use any straws and everything else, and I do that every single day. But that's just me, one person doing that. That's great, but that's nothing. We have to organize on a big level, but everybody has to come together and say, I'm not going to see your differences. I'm going to see our strengths together. We're going to empower by numbers. I mean, what do you think about that, Arnold?
You know, Ashley, I think what you said is just really nails the heart of it. And, you know, but I don't think it is nothing. You just said something really profound. There's all these tiny things that you do on a regular basis in order to make the world a better place. And oftentimes, like, okay, so I didn't use a plastic straw last week at the restaurant. What difference is that going to make? And yet, it does make a difference, because that is the only thing that makes a difference. It's not, I mean, yes, we can organize and all those things, and we can get the education out there, but ultimately it just comes down to you and your personal choices. If you don't use a plastic straw, and if nobody used the plastic straw, guess what? Thousands of pounds of plastic are not being used, which can't get into the ocean. Massive difference. So it is those micro moments, those micro decisions that actually are the thing that's going to change. But you're right, organizing, super important. Like, I'm not suggesting don't do the big stuff. Have rallies, have conversations, write letters. Those things make a difference too. But ultimately, I think it's our lack of faith in our power to affect change with our micro decisions that prevents our society from tackling these issues.
And I feel also, you're right, I feel like we feel, because we've been taught that, you know, individually, you know, we're small. But that goes back to not having unconditional love for ourselves and not finding our value and believing that our value is only hedged by being codependent with others and making other people happy and doing things for them defines our value. And so that's the underlying issue, is that self-respect, unconditional love aspect that gets in the way. And if we don't have that, we don't really believe in what we bring to the table. But I think the other thing that's essential is our passion and the passion to make change. How do you present that passion in a powerful way where people will want to also work to make that change?
I think it's really simple. So you request of the waiter or waitress to give you a paper straw or no straw at all or whatever when they offer it to you. If you really believe in what you're doing personally, the person sitting at the table next to you might turn and ask you, well, why did you ask for that? If you really believe it, you have an answer for them. You don't have to dig for it, and you don't have to be argumentative or anything. It's just, well, I do this because of X, Y, and Z, which gets them to thinking. And then as they think about it, somebody might ask them, or the next time they sit down, they'll remember they had that conversation. You gave them a very quick and cogent answer, and they say, oh, you know, I can make a choice. So you raise awareness of your neighbor, even if it's a stranger, when you honestly answer. But you can't honestly answer if you really aren't committed, like you were saying before, to whatever the cause is. And you're not trying to lobby them to take on your cause to save the ocean. You're just simply saying, I don't use a plastic straw because it contributes to.
And I don't use other big plastic items. Like the funniest thing, too, to me is that, yes, the plastic straw, you're right, gave the cachet to be able to see this plastic epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it interesting when people take to-go boxes that are made out of full plastic that is the size of your head. And it's like, where is that going? And then people realize now that China's not taking all of our trash anymore. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so we've been sending it to China. And when I realized that most of our recyclable stuff was going to China, I just like, phew. I mean, that blew my mind. I mean, what do you think about that? Where it's like, okay, now we're taking our problem and putting it on someone else's problem. And then how do you suppose that they're doing exactly the ethical thing on that or what? We don't know. I mean, that could be thrown into the ocean itself as well.
Well, and you know what Reggie was saying, you know, you're sitting across from someone and you make an example for them. The hard part, though, is in order for you to care about someone else, and Ashley, you just nailed it too, is that self-care part. If you're in misery or despair, it's really hard to care about someone else. Never mind some mythical, let's stop the plastic from going into the ocean. I mean, that self-care. If you were going to make a list, Radio Land, if you were going to make a list of all the people you loved, how long would it take for you to write your own name on that list?
That's powerful. Now, see, that's interesting. And before we're about to go into the next segment, I want everybody to think about what Arnold just said, because do you really consciously, do you really think about loving yourself? But the biggest thing is there's a conditional love and there's an unconditional love. And do you love yourself when you look good in the mirror one day? Do you love yourself when you said the right thing at work? Do you love yourself when the date went well? Or are you loving yourself on an unconditional level, not based on being better or worse than other people, but being yourself? And that's the powerful thing that we really, really want to focus on today. And we want to focus on how we can take that and bring that into the reality of working on other things and actually changing the world as it is right now. When we return, we're going to be offering some nuggets of wisdom here. We're going to be talking about some other stuff here in the future. We got some stuff going on. Arnold's going to give his nuggets, Reggie and myself, and we're going to help you to make those changes you want to see done, and we want to help you to feel good and to get your voice out there. So we still got a little bit to go, so don't change the channel, okay? We got more info. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time, 2 Shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Yeah, but the kills.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about waking up the world and changing something, doing something to make an impact on the world in a positive way where we can make changes. But we have to believe that, we have to execute that, and we have to live that. Arnold, you know, I love your perspective, and that's why I love having you on the show. So what are some thoughts that you want to give our audience to help them? Because information is information, but stuff that we can put into practice and make that part of our reality is what's so powerful and actually is life-changing.
You know, and I think you actually said it, my nugget, in the intro there, and you have to believe it's possible. Think about, you first got to change your identity. And, like, I am a person who helps the environment. I am a person who will stand up for, against the bully. I am a person who will not let tiredness prevent me from being an awesome husband or partner. So, ultimately, it starts with this belief that it's possible. We are going to solve these problems, but only if we do it together. And if you believe there's a future where we figured it out, that's the starting place. If you think it's not going to happen, chances of taking action are almost nil. We can do it, but we have to do it together.
Also, real quick, before Reggie gives his nugget, we have a webinar on Wednesday, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You know, you can go to the radio show page and you can click on that banner AshleyBurgess.com. Click on that radio show page. And we're talking about what? Bringing people together and creating those connections so that you have the opportunity to feel that love, right? And that connectivity?
Absolutely. You know, it's a small percentage of couples, they keep that honeymoon feeling alive forever. Talking about the research and how to keep that happening. Because ultimately, in a relationship, if we have that, man, it fuels everything else.
Reggie, your thoughts for our audience today?
My mantra, my personal mantra is, it brings me no joy to cause harm to someone. So I never want to cause harm. I never intend to cause harm. And this might seem like a silly little thing, but I had a colleague once whom I'd known for 40 years. Came to me one day and was just pissed as hell over something he thought I had inferred to him or his wife or something. I don't remember the detail. And I listened to him, and I was confused. And he said, why are you, you're not listening to me? I said, well, yes, I am. He said, I'm confused. I've known you for 40 years. I never, ever want to cause you harm. So why would you think I would have said something like that? And then he realized it wasn't me where he picked this up. It was something else. But in that instant, he had confused it, and he saw me, and it triggered it, and, you know, he went off. So I had to, I didn't challenge him. It was just like, wait a minute. I'm not intending to do you harm. So let's start there. And you know that. And he reset. I didn't try to persuade him. I let him reset himself. So something as small as that can put an interaction with someone back on track. That's what I'm saying.
I love that. I love that. And see what Reggie was saying, it's just like, it's like focusing as being aware of our intentions, and it's having clarity of what someone else wants. And I just think that Arnold, Reggie, and I are really, our biggest concern here is just to help you to create the life that you want, to do what you want to do, to make those changes, to create that reality. And so first off, start with what really matters to me. What keeps me up at night? What's the stuff that really connects with my heartstrings? What's the stuff that when I see on social media, I just get so angry, I get so mad, I get so sad? Now, how do you take that and make that into reality? How do you take that and you create that into your life? How do you take that and work on it? How do you create that and do that with passion? If it's the environment, walk the walk and talk the talk. Okay? I mean, I'm serious, guys. This is about everything. If you really care about something, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. You can't be saying one thing and doing another. Because that's not going to work, because eventually people are going to be watching you. And they're not just watching you to get you to screw up. They're watching you because they're learning from you. Now, do you want them to learn the right thing, or you want them to learn the opposite of the right thing? Do you want them to see somebody in action who's actually doing something with their life to better the planet and do what they need to do? Perfect. They'll learn from you. Be that beacon of light for other people. Show them the way. People need to know that it's possible, and it has to start with you. You are the leader in this. And so we're here. We are your show. We are the content that can help you as a leader in your group, in your society, wherever you're listening at. If you're listening here on USA Radio Network or you're listening on social media around the world, you are amazing. You are awesome. Sending you love and care. Continue to be that beacon of light and make the changes and unify. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in 3 shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.